Derek, for the second Mechala today. Not that there's not much more to talk about, there's really a lot to talk about, but we have to maintain a certain pace to maintain our credibility. We're going to try to finish the Masechta. I hope to have Mara McComas and Perek Shaney available tomorrow morning. We know. I want to make some clarifications on the Mara McComas. Once in a very long while, Reb Chaim Britzker has two pieces in the same Halacha Rambam. I'm not sure how many there are like that in the whole Sefer. I don't know who's a Bucky in Chedusha Ben Chaim Alevi. I know of two. One of them is the Mara Makomas today. That's Chedus Chomas Umata Perek Vav Alocha Hei. You have two pieces. And I had in mind to do the second one. I hope there's no one who sat and did the first one. That's all about Tom Kiker, and I mean, it won't hurt. There are like that in the whole safe. I don't know who's a Bucky in Chedusha Ben Chaim Alevi. I know of two. One of them is the Mara Makomas today. That's Chazal Schama Sumata Perek Vav Alocha Hei. You have two pieces, and I had in mind to do the second one. I hope there's no one who sat and did the first one. That's all about Tom Kiker, and I mean, it won't hurt. It's interesting. It has to do with Chala later on, the gray row, but that was nothing to do with the. You should have figured out from the Mara Makomas, from the context, that what we wanted was the second piece, which is about Issa Sakloven. And the Mitzvah tomorrow's Mara Makomas, and the second parak is also this. I found two Reb Chaim's parak Alach Malach Kof Beis Luchos Truvus, which we're also concerned primarily with one of them, although the other both of them are really relevant. No, who's the trivia question? Any other Reb Chaim's in the same? We have two on one Rambam, man. Two Reb Chaim's in the same Rambam in the same Chedusha Ben Chaim Alevi. I came up with two of them, which are both Nogei right to Aron Yonim. Huh? Look through the whole safe and find out what's going on. Okay, that's just the Vilsa the Bedichas over there to open up the Shia. We were learning yesterday the question of the paradoxical attempt on the part of the Gedolei Yisrael to defend a Minig Yisrael to be Machmir. Usually they work hard to defend Minog Yisrael, which are the Kule, the Chumra. What's the Chumra? But despite the fact that the Mishnah seems to say explicitly and unequivocally that Osa Isa Manas Lachalek is Potter Minachala. Nevertheless, the Chalka Botzek, as Yerushalmi puts it, the Rash quotes it. Nevertheless, Klal Yisrael, as the I think the Gra puts it, Minig Avoseinu, Avosa Avoseinu. Someone quotes it like that kind of lotion. It's always been a Minig for generations that we are Mafresh Chala, even though we don't make huge roles, which we discussed already. What's the Hesber? What's the Hesber? So the Torah's Roim says Pshat, the one I asked you to see, that it's similar to Trumas from Isris. Peiris and Nigmar Malachlan, Vachala Shemishan Tiskagala Isa. By Peiris also, you're not supposed to be Mavish the Chatchila Trumas from Isris from Avoa Shlish. You're supposed to wear the Chatchila until when? Until what? Until the Gemar Malacha. Until the Miruach. Until the Miruach. Oh, that's what it says. The Mishnah Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, which we already saw before, which tells us that there could be Afrasha from the moment of Nesina Samayim. What does it say? Kevin Shinosena Samayim Makbas Chalosa. That's B'diyevet. That will have to be B'diyevet, Pashtus. That's how the Mepharshim say. Unless you say Fakeret. Instead of L'chadchila, Shlotetame Yasa Yisa. Shlotetame Yasa Yisa. Oh. Frank the Torah is Roim. How can Chazal, because they're worried about the possibility of Shlotetame Yasa Yisa, be okay with Din Dorais of L'chadchila? After all, according to the if you look in the Mishnah and Trumas, Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud, it says there's a din d'oraisa not to be torn until Gemara Malacha L'chadchila. So how can you be okay din d'oraisa? Din d'oraisa the Pashtus. The Shach seems to say not that way in Shinam and Aleph, but the din d'oraisa. So the Torah Zeron seems to say that it's not a lav d'oraisa. It goes back to what we discussed a while ago. This din, if Yesh Kov and Chacham Lachad Ovim and Torah, B'Shev Al Tasim. Is it Sheva al Tasa Dafka? Or could even be Bekumba say, as long as it's not in the violation of a Lav Dorais. So here you get the impression, this Shtikl Torah is the second possibility. But even though it's Bekumba say, they're actually going ahead and be Mafrish, but since it's not a Lav Dorais, it's only a Tzadrush, a Mimenu, it's not a Din Dorais, it's just a Din Chatzchila. It's not a Lav Dorais, I should say. So they have the Chacham have the power to uproot it, even Bekumba say, in order to prevent Tumah. This is how it says in the Sefer Torah Zeroyim. I should add just one final Nakuda, and that is that I was looking at the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi by Rav Shechter Shalita, where he quotes